Hello, Divine Ones. This is Reverend Ann Priswell of Divinely Intuitive Business. We are here for the Divine New Moon Magic Call of July. And I want to start out by talking about intentions. I know I talk about this like a lot. You hear me talk about it a lot. You read in my emails a lot. But I think that it's an important conversation to have. I think it's an important awareness to have about how, frankly, powerful we are, because we forget. In the daily ins and outs of life, we forget that we have the capacity, we have the capability to bring forth things that we desire in our lives. We forget the power of our mind. We forget the power of our connection with the divine, the power of our connection with the world around us outside. We forget that we have capabilities beyond which we know. A Course in Miracles says there is no difference in a miracle, you know, versus, you know, finding a dime on the ground versus $10,000 or $10 million. Now, I would argue that there is a difference, but that would be because of the limits of my mind, right? My own brain says, big difference. And yours probably does too, right? But nobody here is really trying to manifest 10 million. But we would really like to manifest certain things. We'd like our intentions to come into being. We'd like to work with the energies of the divine, work with the energies of the universe, work with the energies of spirit to create what it is we'd like, to be able to step out into who we are, who we've come to be, the truth of our nature. That's what we're here to do. And that's what we're trying to do each and every month, each and every day, to the best of our abilities. And sometimes we do great, and sometimes not so great. We forget. We forget the true nature that we are, this divine nature that we are. We forget that we have powers beyond what we could even imagine, because we are and have been told we are not. We are not powerful, we are not capable, we are not able to, we are not of that level of capability or ability. We come in and we are small, we're little, we feel helpless, and we step into our fears. Not naturally, but they're given to us by those around us. Because, well, you know, they too, right? So what we're doing in this Divine New Moon program is really reminding ourselves of what we are capable of, what we can do, of how we can not be small like we've been told we are by so many. I hope you took time today to write down your intentions. If you didn't, you can do it while I talk if you like. That's totally fine. So those of you who don't like writing things down, you know, as long as you're aware of it, they carry a big weight. So, what are your intentions this month? Let's do some tapping on, like, speeding things up, because, you know, I think it'd be pretty cool to have things manifest a little faster. I want you to look at your intentions. I want you to think about them and think about, like, the conversations you have inside your head about your ability to create. But I would like for you to just be very present to those inner thoughts, the inner conversations of, well, I can't ask for that. That's too big, or that's too much. Here's the thing. Even if you set your intention now and it doesn't come into being this month, it's going to come into being at some point. But it takes, you know, some time. If you can just be with the process of what it's going to look like to be able to create that, then and give yourself the time and the space and not go into, it's not working. This just doesn't work. Anne says it works, but it just doesn't work for me. Right? Stay out of that. If you can start to recognize how powerful you are, how powerful you, divine being, are in creating what you want, and see and acknowledge the many areas, the myriad ways in which you manifest. So you would be writing down your intentions. You'd be doing the inner work yourself ongoingly, the inner work of aligning yourself regularly, consistently. You just would. So having said all that, nice deep breath, everybody. We'll call in our guides and we'll call in our angels. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you for this opportunity to clear out the thoughts and the fears and the concerns that we have that say, I can't have that. I can't do that. That's too much for me. It's too big. I'm not enough. Thank you for giving us the opportunity and the method, the tool that we can use to help us shift out of that. We know that only love is spoken here. We know that only grace is given here. We know that only alignment is provided here. And we are grateful that it is so. We know that the downloads can come now and they can come later. And we receive them with joy in our hearts. And so it is. All right, so just start tapping at the top of your head. I have these wants, these desires. I have this hunger in my heart to be seen a certain way, to be heard a certain way, to be experienced a certain way. I have this desire to be known a certain way, to create a certain way. And I find myself frustrated. I find myself unable to fully step into that in the way I want. I know at the deepest level that that is my calling. At the deepest level, it is my calling to be happy, healthy, wealthy, wise, with an abundance of clients, with an abundance of joy, an abundance of love and intimacy and laughter, with an abundance of money. It is my deepest desire to have all of this and so much more. To know that who I am and how I'm showing up in the world is aligned with my divine calling. It is my desire, my deepest, most heartfelt desire. And on some level, I believe I can create that. Part of it consciously, part of it not consciously. Part of it on a soul level, I know that I can create that. On a conscious level, sometimes I wonder if it's even possible. Sometimes I wonder how. How could this be? How could I create? How could that be possible? How would I do that? Look at all the things that would have to happen in order for me to have that. And so, at times, I give up. I say, forget it. I don't know how this could happen. I might as well just give up. To those things, I say, no. I have everything I need to create everything I want. I have it within me. And I trust that there are those who can guide me, who can support me, who can help me in creating what it is I want. Even if I'm not aware of them right now, I know they exist. Even if I don't know where they are, even if they don't show up right away, I trust that they exist. I trust that they wish to be a part of my life. I trust that when the time is right, that when I am aligned, it shall happen. I trust this. I believe this. Even though I have doubts at times, I am willing to let those doubts go and to step into a greater space of faith, to step into a greater space of my own recognition of my own power. I am willing to acknowledge I have the ability with the divine to create that which is in my heart, that I can do this, that I can create these intentions that I have set, that I can allow these intentions that I have set to become manifested in my life, that I can allow myself to receive the goodness and the abundance that I desire, that I can allow myself to receive all that I desire. I can allow myself to receive joy, happiness, laughter, abundance, love, intimacy. I can allow myself to receive what I want without drama, without trauma. I can allow myself to say yes to myself. I can allow myself to say yes to the divine. I can allow myself to say yes to a vision much higher, much bigger than I know myself to be, that I can allow myself to receive love, to receive abundance, to know the truth of my own being, that of divine one, one with the divine, that I can acknowledge it and own it without fear, without, yeah, right, without, sure, but simply own it. To say thank you for the amazing gifts that show up ongoingly in my life and to see how they multiply in myriad ways, to see how they continue to expand and grow and show up for me. I can say yes, yes, I can receive, I do receive, I am willing to receive, I am willing to say yes, I am willing to experience this. I'm willing. I say yes. I say yes. I say yes to my intentions. I say yes to myself, to my dreams, to my vision. I say yes to love. I say yes to joy. I say yes to abundance. I say yes to a magical month. I say yes. This is my truth. This is my truth. This is my truth. And so it is. I wish you a beautiful new moon. Go get your divine on, everyone. I'll see you next month on the call. Bye now.